今天的正道主题是你们都要去行。
请大家翻开圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
我们将今天早上正道的经文再一次同声同心去读出来。
Let's read the Bible passages together.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。我们同心祈祷。赐我天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你给我们的恩典，再一次在主面前聚集。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to assemble here today.
以致能够蒙恩惠得怜恤
，so that we can have your grace and mercy，
亦都得随时嘅帮助
，and you be our help。
愿主你嘅灵喺每一个人嘅心灵里面动工
，may your spirit work in all of our hearts。
藉着主嘅宝血洁净
，through the cleansing of the precious blood of our Lord，
我哋能够领受呢个拯救我哋灵魂嘅道
，we can receive this word which can save our soul。
能够改变我们生命的道
which can transform our lives.
求主帮助我们
Lord help us.
听我们在主面前的祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 丁姐妹刚才看完经文也都读完经文
Brothers and sisters, after reading the passages,
我不知道大家有什么感觉
I don't know what you are feeling right now.
我自己每一次看神的话的时候
Every time when I read God's word,
我发现一件事
I discover one thing.
神的话不单只是灵是生命
God's word is not only spirit and life.
神的话不单只包含真理
It does not only contain truth.
神的话不单只有圣洁
It is not only holy.
我发现一件事
I discover one more thing.
神的话里面带着一份的爱
In God's word, there is love.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们看圣经觉得很辛苦。
Very often we find it very hard to read the Bible.
甚至乎有时觉得很沉闷。
Sometimes we find it boring.
因为我们忽略了一件事。
Because we neglect one thing.
其实神赐下宝贵的说话。
The reason why God gives His precious word.
其实里面有一份极大的慈爱。
In it, there is a love inside.
因为大家当看了整本圣经的时候，我们发现一件事。
After we read the whole Bible, we discover one thing.
由创世纪到启示录
From Genesis to Revelations.
神藉着先知同埋使徒
Through his prophets and disciples.
其实里面一直一直提醒我哋
All the time he reminds us.
有一条蒙福嘅路
There's a way of blessing.
一条恩典嘅道路
There's a way of grace.
一条光明嘅道路
There's a way of light.
你哋去行啦
You can walk on it.
所以喺旧约我哋会睇到摩西
So in the Old Testament we can see Moses.
佢呼天唤地嘅提醒以色列民族
He called up heaven and earth to remind the Israelites.
去到新約的時候我們看到使徒保羅
When we read the New Testament We can see the Apostle Paul
他好像一個慈父一樣
He is like a loving father
寫了13封保羅書信
He wrote 13 letters
就是一次一次提醒
Every time he reminds us
神所愛的兒女
The children that God loved
去得着神為我們所預備一切的恩典和福氣
To receive all the blessing from God
今早上的两段经文，使徒保罗就用爱心提醒我哋。
Today's Bible passages, we can see Paul is reminding us with love again.
你们都要去行。
You have to put it into practice.
依个系一个提醒。
This is a reminder.
依个系一个爱心嘅提醒。
This is a reminder with love.
点解保罗会咁样提醒咧
？Why does Paul remind us like that?
原因好简单。
The reason is simple.
因为得咗一份恩典嘅结果。
Because it is the result of getting God's grace.
在经文的第九节最后两句
In verse 9,
赐平安的神
And the God of peace
就必与你们同在
Will be with you.
我再讲多一次
I say it again.
当我们这些事你们都要去行
When we put it into practice.
赐平安的神
And the God of peace
就必与我们同在
Will be with you
哦，弟兄姊妹，你细心想想这个世界
If you think very carefully 为
什么这个世界人活得这么痛苦
Why there's so much suffering in this world
这么多的忧伤这么多的难过
Why there's so much sadness
咁多嘅无奈，咁多嘅恐惧。
So much helplessness and fears。
弟兄姊妹，其实原因只有一个。
There is only one reason。
因为冇神啊。
Because there is no God。
弟兄姊妹，如果细心谂下，如果当一个赐平安嘅神。
If you think carefully, if the God of peace
与我们同在的话
is with us,
我们的一生
our whole life
一定是一个蒙福的人生
is surely a life being blessed
丰盛的人生
a life of abundance
赐平安的神究竟是谁呢
Who is the God of peace?
如果大家看约翰福音16章就知道
If you read John 16, you know
主耶稣说过
Jesus said
在世上我们有苦难
In this world we have suffering
但他叫我们不需要害怕
But he asked us not to fear,
因为主已经胜过世界
because God has victory over the world,
而且他会赐给我们一份出人意外的平安
and also he gives us peace that transcends all understanding.
这份平安世界没有的
This peace cannot be found in the world.
但赐平安的主能够赐给我们
But the God of peace can give it to us.
路加福音亦都明明嘅宣告。
It also says in Luke,
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
In the highest, glory goes to God.
在地上平安归于神所喜悦嘅人。
And peace go to the people who his favor rests.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我哋有赐平安嘅神与我哋同在嘅话
，If we have the God of peace with us.
我们的一生一定是一个轻省的人生
Our whole life is carefree
充满感恩的人生
It's a thanksgiving life
就好像诗篇23篇所说的
Like what is said in Psalm 23
一生一世必有因为慈爱随着我
And all the days of my life love and mercy will follow me
所以使徒保罗在这里是一个爱心的提醒
So this is a reminder with love from Paul
爱心的劝勉
This is an encouragement with love
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
你们都要去行
You have to follow put it into practice
不知道记不记得上一个主日的崇拜的主题是什么呢
Do you remember what is the theme of the last Sunday sermon
上个主日我们讲腓立比书的四章八节
Last week we talked about Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
这些事你们都要思念。
You have to think about such things.
今次我们讲这些事你们都要去行。
This time we talk about putting this into practice.
究竟使徒保罗想我们行些什么呢?
What does Paul want us to do?
究竟他想我们做些什么呢?
What does he want us to put into practice?
以致我们能够得着赐平安的神与我们同在呢?
So that we can have the God of peace to be with us.
从经文的第九节很清楚讲到。
It is stated very clearly in verse 9.
原来就是学习保罗啊。
To learn from Paul as an example.
效法保罗，模仿保罗。
To take Paul as an example and copy him.
嗱，因为经文咁样讲嘅。
It says in Bible.
你们
，you
就系我哋呢群属主嘅人啦。
That means all of us who belong.
在我身上所学习嘅。
What you have learned.
呢个我就系使徒保罗。
This me is Paul.
所领受嘅。
Or received.
所听见嘅。
Or heard.
所看见嘅。
Or seen in me.
这些事你们都要去行。
Put it into practice.
于是神喜悦我们去行的究竟是什么回事呢?
God pleases us to do something. What is that?
就是在使徒保罗身上学习他们的生命。
That is to learn from Paul his life.
学习他的生活。
To learn how he lives.
学习他的侍奉。
To learn how he serves.
这些就是神喜悦我们去行的。
This is what God put it into practice.
在使徒保罗身上去学习
Because in Paul
事实上在这段经文当中提醒我们一个很宝贵的真理
This gives us a very important Bible truth
人由出生开始
Since a person is born
其实在我们的人生整个成长过程当中
During the whole process of growing up
其实我们都在学着
All the time we are learning
我们都模仿着
All the time we are copying something
所以我们看这些 BB 仔出世啊
So we can observe from the babies.
好像我们在座当中都有两个妈女。
Amongst us, we have twins.
好可爱哦。
They're very lovely.
但你知唔知佢哋都学紧
？Do you know that they are learning?
佢哋模仿紧。
They are copying.
佢哋效法紧。
They are taking some people as.
其实我哋在座当中每一个人都学紧。
Actually, all of us are learning.
我哋华人有句说话。
We have one saying in Chinese.
叫做活到老，学到老。
You learn until you die.
所以在我整个的生命的过程当中，
so throughout the whole process of growing up，
其实我们在学习当中成长的，
we are growing through learning，
但这件事就提醒我们一件很重要的事，
this reminds us of something very important，
究竟我们在什么环境当中成长，
in what environment we grow up
in， 在什么人当中成长，
among what people we grow up with，
就影响了我这个人将来成为一个怎样的人，
they will all influence what kind of people we are，
就是我们去想象一下，
Let's imagine，
现在小小的开始成长
了， now they are growing up，
他有什么家庭，
what sort of family they are in，
他有什么父母，
what sort of parents they
have， 他有什么爷爷嫲嫲，
what sort of grandparents they have，
他有什么 uncle auntie，
what sort of uncles and aunties they have，
他有什么主日学老师，
what sort of Sunday school teachers they have，
他接触什么人，
who they come in contact，
他在什么环境当中长大，
in what environment they grow up，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
二十年之后，
after 20 years，
他就被已经是塑造成一个怎样的人，
the person is molded，
就会影响了他整个的人生，
it will affect their whole lives，
在腓立比书四章九节提醒我这件事，
in Philippians chapter 4 verse 9 reminds us of something，
由我们出世的日开始，
since the day we are born，
我们都已经在这个世界当中，
we are in this world，
在这个人当中，
amongst people，
不断模仿着，
We continually copy，
不断学习着，
We learn all the time，
不断效法着，
We continually to imitate，
所以你接触什么人，
So what sort of people you contact with，
你在什么地方生活，
Where you live，
甚至乎你在什么地方工作，
Or where you work，
都影响了我这个人成为一个怎样的人，
Affect what sort of person we will become，
那就提醒我们一件很重要的事了，
This reminds us of something very important，
成为基督徒也都一样，
To be a Christian is also the same，
我们因信耶稣基督，
Because of our faith in Christ Jesus，
都好像成为那两个 BB 女一样，
We are like these two babies，
开始成长了，
We start to grow，
我们开始去听，
start to listen，
我们开始去看，
We start to see，
于是提醒我们一件很重要的事，
So it reminds us of something very important，
我们在什么教会当中敬拜，
In what sort of church we worship，
我们在什么弟兄姊妹当中，
Amongst what sort of Christians we are，
同样会影响了我们生命的质素，
We similarly influence the quality of our life，
因为由我们信主开始，
Because since the day we believe in God，
其实我们就学习着，
We start to learn，
我们就模仿着，
We start to copy，
我们就效法着，
start to imitate，
所以使徒保罗提醒一件很重要的事，
So Paul reminds us of something very important，
他要一班属神的儿女，
He wants the people who belong to God
去效法保罗，
To follow Paul's example，
为什么保罗这么大胆？
Why is Paul so bold?
为什么这样说呢？
Why does he say that?
为什么不是效法神呢？
Why not follow God?
为什么是效法保罗呢？
Why follow Paul?
哦，原因就很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为使徒保罗很清楚知道。
Because the apostle Paul knows very clearly.
神看不到的。
God is invisible.
但是效法神的人却是我们可以看到的。
But those people who follow God we can see.
因为使徒保罗效法基督。
Because the apostle Paul followed Jesus.
于是在使徒保罗身上，我们可以见到基督的生命。
Therefore, in the apostle Paul, we can see the life of Jesus.
我们可以见到基督的真理。
We can see the truth of Christ.
我们可以见到基督的爱。
We can see the love of Christ.
我们可以见到基督的侍奉。
We can see how Jesus served.
于是能够在他身上去效法。
So that in him we can follow as an example.
模仿
to imitate him.
当然弟兄姊妹，我们为了自己感恩，
We have to give thanks to God for ourselves.
因为神为我们预备了教会，
Because God prepared a church for us.
神为我们预备了一群的弟兄姊妹，
God prepared these brothers and sisters for us.
弟兄姊妹，我真的由心里面讲一句说话，
But I can say it from the bottom of my heart.
我们为到我们的教会去感恩，
I give thanks to God for our church.
当我看着你们的时候，
When I look at you,
我有一个属灵的看见，
I have a spiritual insight.
我们都不完全，
we are not perfect，
但我们同样有一个心智，
but we have the same heart，
行向跟从主的道路，
we follow God，
这一群的弟兄姊妹，
this group of brothers and sisters，
每一个人，
every one of you，
都有我们可以学习的地方，
there's something which we can learn from，
都有我们可以模仿的地方，
there's something we can follow as an example，
所以我希望弟兄姊妹今天崇拜之后，
So I hope that from today onward,
即係望下你嘅弟兄姊妹。
You can look at your brothers and sisters.
望下你嘅牧者。
Look at your pastor.
睇下究竟佢哋有咩我哋值得去學習嘅地方。
See what is in them that we can follow as example.
一定有嘅。
There must be something.
因為我哋都係屬主嘅人。
Because we all belong to.
我哋都係跟從主嘅人。
We all follow God.
雖然我哋唔完全。
Although we are not perfect.
但係一定有學習嘅地方。
But there is something we can.
如果我哋喺神家裏邊彼此嘅學習。
If we can learn from each other.
一段日子之後。
After a certain period of time.
我哋為到呢個教會去感恩。
We can give thanks to God for.
因為我哋正在效法基督。
Because we all follow God's example.
以至到賜平安的神与教会同在，
so that the God of peace will be with church，
与我们同在，
will be with us，
我们成为蒙福的一群，
we can be a blessed people，
当然最后我们的盼望，
I also hope that，
我们活着就是基督，
when we are alive we are Christ，
弟兄们你细心想想，
if you think carefully，
向一个人学习都很有限而已，
It is quite limited to learn from one person.
向一群人學習。
If you learn from a group of people,
是不是很厲害啊？
It will achieve a lot of things.
求主幫助我們。
May the Lord help us.
在神家裡面。
In God's house.
彼此的學習。
We learn from each other.
一同成長。
We grow together.
聯於元首基督。
Be united with our Lord Jesus.
但是剛才腓立比書四章九節這一節經文還有一個很寶貴的提醒。
In the Bible verse, Philippians chapter 4 verse 9, there's another important reminder.
在這個學習的過程。
During the process of learning,
在一个效法的过程，
during the process of following example,
在一个模仿的过程，
during the process of copying,
一方面要有标准，
the first thing is we should have standard.
我们看看我们所模仿的对象，
we look at the person we follow.
有哪方面像主的？
What aspects are there that are like Jesus?
无论是真理也好，
no matter is in respect to the truth,
生命也好，
or life,
爱心也好，
or love,
侍奉也好，
or the way they serve,
我们以基督耶稣为中心，
we are all centered on our Lord Jesus.
这个是我们绝对的标准，
this is the absolute standard.
但另外在腓立比书的四章九节有四个字呢，是提醒我们的。
And also in chapter 4 verse 9 of Philippians, there are some words that remind us.
第一个是个学字，
the first word is learn.
第二个是领字，
the second one is receive.
第三个是听字，
the third one is heard.
第四个是看字，
the third one is seen.
学是学习，
learn is learning.
领是领受，
receiving is to get something.
听是听见，
listening is to hear it.
看是看见，
seeing is by looking at something.
哦，顶姊妹，唔好睇轻呢四个字啊。
Don't overlook these four words.
今天一个基督徒怎样能够生命成长？
How can a Christian have growth in spiritual life?
怎样能够效法使徒保罗？
How to follow Paul as example?
最后效法基督。
And ultimately to follow Jesus as example.
同这四个字有关。
They are all related to these.
弟兄姊妹问下自己，
You can ask yourselves.
在生命成长过程当中，
During the process of growing up.
这个四个字能不能够掌握？
Can you grasp these four words?
这四个字能不能够实践？
Can you put these four words into practice?
如果都能够的话，
If you can,
我们可以去行的了。
We can put it into practice.
就是效法基督。
That means to follow Jesus' example.
第一个字，学字。
The first word, learn.
我觉得圣经真是很宝贵的提醒。
There is precious reminder in the Bible.
学这个字代表什么意思呢？
Learning, what does that mean?
学这个字代表谦卑。
It represents humility.
顶姊妹，你细心谂一谂啊。
If you think carefully,
你叫孖女去学嘅好容易啊。
If you ask the twins to learn, it's very easy.
你叫孖女嘅爸爸妈妈去学就难啲啦。
If you ask the twins' parents to,
因为年纪大咗啦嘛。
Because they are grown up.
好多时我哋都话我哋识得啲嘢噶啦。
We all think that we know something.
对年纪大啲嘅更加困难啊。
For the more elderly people,
因为好多时候我哋以为我哋已经学咗啦。
Because we always think that we have already
学咗几十年啦，
we have already learned for
仲学
years. Why should we learn again?
但喺圣经当中去讲啊，
but the Bible tells us,
我哋唔好以为自己已经得着啦。
Don't think that we have obtained it all.
唔好以为自己已经作王啦。
Don't think that you are kings.
唔好以为自己已经似主啦。
Don't think that you are already like Christ.
当我哋要效法基督嘅时候
，When we have to follow our Lord's example，
系一生不断嘅学习。
It is continuous learning for the whole.
无论你今日好似几似主
，No matter how like Christ you are today，
仍然未毕业
，Still you haven't graduated，
仍然要去学。
Still there is room for improving.
但如果真的要去学呢
But to really learn,
就跟谦卑有关了
It relates to humility.
所以牧者今天要学
So I as a pastor, I have to learn.
一班执事同工要学
All the deacons have to learn.
每一个弟兄姊妹都要学
Every one of you have to learn.
初信的弟兄姊妹都要学
The new believers, they have to learn.
因为主耶稣说
Because Jesus said,
虚心的人有福了
Those who are humble, they are blessed.
天国是他们的
The heavenly kingdom belongs to them.
所以求主帮助我们
So may the Lord help us.
带着一份谦卑的心
With a humble heart.
一生的去学习
We learn for the rest of our lives.
彼此学习
We learn from each other.
效法基督
To follow Christ's example.
第二个是个领住
The second one is received.
领住是得到的
Receiving means to get something.
神已经预备了这份的恩典福气给我们
God has prepared this grace and mercy for us.
点解有时得唔到咧
？Why I can't get it?
就系同呢个领受有关系。
It is related to receiving.
我哋今日能唔能够领受又同咩有关系咧
？What does it relate to whether or not we can receive it?
主耶稣用咗撒种嘅比喻提醒咗我哋。
Jesus used a sowing as an example.
神嘅道嚟到啦。
The Lord's word comes.
有人领受得到。
Some people can get it.
有人领受唔到。
Some people can't get it.
神嘅生命嚟到啦。
The Lord's life has come.
有人领受得到。
Some can receive it.
有人领受唔到。
Some cannot receive.
同咩有关呢
？What does it relate to?
原来又同个心有关喎。
It relates to the heart.
有冇一份纯一清洁嘅心
？Do you have a pure heart?
要追求似主咧
？You have to pursue to be like Jesus.
主耶稣喺嗰个比喻当中讲到，人有四种嘅心怀意念。
There are four types of reactions.
有时是路旁的
Sometimes it's on the path
有时是土浅石头的
Sometimes it's shallow soil
有时是荆棘类的
Sometimes it's within thorns
有时是好的土地类的
Sometimes in good soil
好的土地是什么呢
What does good soil mean?
有一份纯一清洁的心
We have a pure heart
因为这个世界事实上很多的试探诱惑会掳掠了我们的心
Because there's a lot of temptations in the world to captivate our heart
盼望我们的心里面有一份的清新
We pray that there's purity in our heart.
我们希望我们活着效法主
We pray that we can follow Christ's example.
所以主耶稣同样说清心的人有福了
So Jesus tells us those who are pure in heart are blessed.
他们必得见神
They can see God.
因为这个世界实在太多东西会掳掠了我们的心的
Because in this world there are a lot of things that capture our heart.
求主帮助我们一方面有谦卑的心
May the Lord help us to have a humble heart.
另外一个纯一清洁的心
And also to have a pure heart.
第三是个听字
The third thing is hearing.
哦，听代表什么意思呢
What does hearing represent?
啊，我们大家都有耳朵啊。
We all have ears.
但有时有些东西我们不喜欢听的。
But there are things that we don't want to hear.
有时我自己都生活上有这个体验啊。
I have some experience in my daily life.
啊，师母讲的说话我喜欢听的呢
Sometimes the things that my wife tells me which I like to hear
我就会打醒十二分精神去听
I will hear intensely
师母讲的说话我不喜欢听呢
If there are things that she says which I don't want to listen
我就自动关了我的耳朵
I will close my ears
但听是什么意思呢
What does hearing
mean? 如果我们真的要听见那样东西的时候呢
If we really can hear that thing
我相信我们需要一份爱慕的心
We should have a heart which desire it
就是饥渴慕义的心
A heart which desires righteousness
主耶稣说
The Lord Jesus said
主的羊听主的声音
The Lord's lamb listens to Lord's voice
我们盼望在这个学习基督这个过程当中
We pray that during the process of following Christ
能够常常带着一份爱慕的心
We have a heart which has the desire
去听主的说话
To hear God's word
无论是牧者讲的
No matter it's through the pastor's mouth,
无论是弟兄姊妹讲的
or through the brothers and sisters,
只要他是讲神的说话
only when they are talking about God's word,
我们都应该带着一份谦卑的心
We should have a humble heart.
清心的心。
A pure heart.
同埋爱慕的心。
And a heart which desires.
啊，咁我哋先能够得到啊。
So we can have it.
先能够得到呢个生命。
So we can receive this life.
最后一个字系一个看字。
The last word is seeing.
当一班嘅门徒嚟到主嘅面前嘅时候。
When the disciples come to Jesus.
佢哋曾经问主耶稣。
They ask Jesus.
夫子住喺边度？
Where does the teacher live?
主耶稣答佢。
And Jesus answered them.
你哋嚟睇。
Come and see.
睇系代表咩意思呢？
What does seeing mean?
代表我哋有一个认真嘅态度啊。
Means we are serious about it.
弟兄姊妹喺一个学习模仿嘅过程当中。
During the process of following examples.
我哋有冇去认真睇一啲嘅生命？
Do we observe lives carefully?
我哋睇到一啲神嘅仆人。
We can see God's servants.
我哋睇到一啲神嘅儿女。
We can see God's children.
佢哋点样过一个神所喜悦嘅生活
？How they lead a life that pleases God.
佢哋点样做一个神喜悦嘅侍奉
？How do they serve God in a way that pleases Him?
佢哋点样流露出神儿子嘅生命
？How they demonstrate the life of God's son.
我哋都应该要好好去睇。
We should observe carefully.
即系如果好似就咁望一望，唔认真嘅话咧
？Not just taking a look.
最后可能我哋。一无所得的。
If we just take a casual look, we can't receive anything.
就好似雅各书睇啊。
Like what is said in James.
好似人照镜啊。
Like a person looking at a mirror.
望一望个样。
If you just look at the image.
行转背。
And you walk away.
就会忘记咗噶啦。
And then you will forget.
咁我都希望弟兄姊妹啊。
I hope that brothers and sisters.
唔单止有谦卑嘅心。
Not only should you have a heart that is humble.
唔单止有纯一清洁嘅心。
Not only a heart which is pure.
唔单止有个爱慕嘅心。
Not only a heart which desires.
咁有一个认真嘅心。
And also a heart which is serious.
所以希望今日崇拜以后开始，弟兄姊妹，我哋彼此相交嘅时候咧。
So after this service today, during our communication with each other.
当我哋彼此沟通嘅时候咧。
When we communicate.
第一听嘅时候。
When we hear.
即系好好嘅，带着一份爱慕。心去听
we hear with intent,
去聆听
we listen carefully,
但也好好的定睛看看我们的弟兄姊妹
and also we look at them carefully,
究竟他有什么是我们可以学习得到的
what in them that we should follow,
所以如果这四个字我们能够掌握得到实践得到的话
if we can grasp these four concepts and put that into practice,
弟兄姊妹我们就可以去行了
We can put it into practice.
我哋就可以效法基督。
We can follow Christ's example.
以致赐平安嘅神。
So that the God of peace.
与教会同在。
Will be with church.
亦都与众弟兄姊妹同在。
And with you all.
但系求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
但我相信一切我哋需要去行之前。
But I believe that before we put it in practice.
我哋需要有一个属灵嘅睇见。
We should have a spiritual discernment.
我哋都系一群神所爱嘅。
We are a group of people loved by God.
所以神语重心长嘅。
That's why God tells us again and again.
将一条蒙福嘅道路记载喺圣经当中。
He recorded road that is full of blessing.
嚟提醒我哋。
He reminds us.
一生嘅。
All of our lives.
不断嘅学习。
We should learn continuously.
不断嘅成长。
We should grow continuously.
个模仿嘅对象。
The people that we should copy from.
就系主耶稣基督自己。
Is our Lord Jesus Himself.
以致我哋最后活着就是基督。
So that at the end we live and we are like Christ.
赐平安嘅神亦都与我哋一生同在。
And the God of peace will be with us.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
让我哋带着呢份嘅心怀意念。
For us to bring with this concept.
去学。
To learn.
去领。
To receive.
去听。
To hear.
去看。
And to see.
最后我哋一同嘅去行。
At the end, finally, we all put into practice.
求主帮助我哋，你同心祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你用到底永恒不变嘅爱嚟爱我哋。
Thank you for loving us with your everlasting love.
我哋已经蒙恩归主啦。
We all receive your blessing to be your children.
但系主，你仍用你嘅真理嚟教导我哋。
The Lord, you still use your truth to teach us.
你盼望我哋嘅人生成为一个蒙福嘅人生。
You desire that our life is a blessed life.
你盼望我哋嘅人生有赐平安嘅神与我哋同在。
You desire that our life has the God of peace to be with us.
以致嘅使徒保罗提醒我哋。
As reminded to us by the Apostle Paul.
劝勉我哋。
He encouraged us.
在我们一生活着的这段岁月。
during our days of life.
我哋应该不断嘅效法基督。
We should continue to be like Jesus.
这些事我哋都要去行。
We should put it into practice.
求主帮助我哋。
Lord help us.
让我哋体会到主你嘅心肠。
Let us understand what your desire for us is.
让我哋体会到主你嘅爱。
Let us understand your love for us.
以致我哋能够甘心乐意嘅。
So that we can willingly.
好似使徒保罗一样。
Like the apostle Paul.
效法。基督
Follow Christ as example.
主啊，愿你听我哋嘅祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
让我哋一生活着嘅时候
，Let the days on our lives.
我哋越嚟越似爱我哋嘅主。
We are more and more like the Lord who loves us.
以致我哋唔单止自己蒙恩
，So that we don't only receive the blessing ourselves.
亦都成为侧边嘅人生命嘅榜样。
But we can also be examples of the people around us.
以致生命影响生命。
So that lives can influence life.
将呢份福气带俾周遭嘅每一个人。
So that we can extend the blessings to all the people around us.
主，我哋感谢赞美你。
Lord, we pray, we thank you and thank
you. 亦都同心仰望你。
And we our hopes in you, Lord.
我哋祈祷感恩奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.